Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
February has long been recognized as Black History Month, a time to look back on the lives of African Americans who have made a significant and profound impact on our society. School children all across the United States will be learning about those African American men and women who have played significant and lasting roles in our society today. It seems appropriate, then, that we take some time to look at the lives of the African American pioneers of the Right to Life movement who have helped pave the way by defying family, the odds, and stereotypes to help the most vulnerable among us. Today, to conclude our month-long discussion, we are talking about former Congressman and staunch pro-life advocate J.C. Watts of Oklahoma. If you've missed any of these episodes examining the lives of African-American right-to-life pioneers, you can find the shows on our website at prolifeperspective.com. First elected to Congress in 1994, former Oklahoma Republican Congressman J.C. Watts served as a strong voice for unborn children in the House of Representatives until he left office in 2002. When the Food and Drug Administration gave approval to the deadly abortion cocktail known as RU486, Mr. Watts, then chairman of the House Republican Conference, released a statement denouncing its approval. Mr. Watts wrote, "Bill Clinton got the legacy he was looking for. On his third day in office, he issued an executive order to get the ball rolling on the approval of the abortion pill. Nearly 8 years later, President Clinton got what he wanted, and the losers in his victory are women and children all across the country. This is a sad day for America. We have no idea where the abortion pill is coming from. No first world nation wants to export this lethal pill to the U.S. Who is exporting this pill, and what it actually contains is certainly one area Congress will look into." The statement continues, "The population control folks and the abortion lobby will hail this decision as a victory for women, but it is quite the opposite. Do-it-yourself abortion has no place in a civilized society. Inducing a miscarriage still means a mother has to deliver a baby. These are the morbid details the other side doesn't want you to hear. A new administration, I am certain, with moral leadership and a commitment to the family, will reverse this Clinton-Gore decision. In the meantime, congratulations, Mr. Clinton. You never cease to amaze us in your quest to make abortion safe, legal, and rare." Former Congressman Watts did not back down from any life-related issue, and his stance was that the right to life was a fundamental right. When biotech companies wanted federal funding for stem cell research that destroyed human embryos, House leaders, including Mr. Watts, released a statement that said, "The federal government cannot morally look the other way with respect to the destruction of human embryos. It is not pro-life to rely on an industry of death, even if the intention is to find cures for diseases. We can find cures with life-affirming, not life-destroying methods that are becoming more promising with each passing day. We will continue to properly fund crucial research, but it must advance the cause of life without sacrificing some lives to better others." Mr. Watts was called many names because he was a Republican and his position on many issues did not meet what Black Democrats in Congress felt was the correct position. However, Mr. Watts showed great strength in breaking stereotypes. He also showed that protecting all human life is a human rights issue. As always, if you would like more information about anything you heard this week on Pro-Life Perspective, you can visit our website for additional fact sheets about minorities and abortion. The address is prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.